All right, 97.1. Good to have you with us. 5 o'clock. You missed anything, odyssey.com. Rewind. One quick note there. Dave Burkett, wide receiver room with the Lions. Going to be interesting. Small trade or maybe a bigger trade at the deadline. Again, I will ask you this question. I understand we are putting up a statue of Brad Holmes immediately. In fact, there will be a miniature figurine on top of the Gordie Howe Bridge upon completion of Brad Holmes with his finger pointed to the North Star. But why are we having a conversation about making a trade or potentially a deadline trade? When we sat here and took a developmental tackle in a fourth rounder, didn't have a picture. Or better yet, hey, when you drafted Hendon Hooker, do you know who the next player was? Tank Dell. I'm just throwing it out there. Now, I'm not going to freak out. I think you're loaded with weapons. But injuries happen, and it won't take much to upend the way the offense looks. Truly. It just struck me when you heard Burkett say it, and I'm going, we got a kicker who I'm at least concerned about. Your backup quarterback situation, albeit if your starter goes down for the season, your season's over. If you need a guy to rescue you for a couple of quarters, does Hendon Hooker look like that guy? No. Now you release DPJ. He struggled going from 94-yard football fields at Kaz to 100 yards in the NFL. And
flag.
Now Dave Burkett's talking about, well, they're going to have to go make a little move here. Whether it's a waiver claim, a small trade, or a bigger move would have to wait for the deadline. And you're sitting here going, did we not just have a draft and an offseason?
But maybe Holmes gets to say, I am a genius. Maybe that third receiver, because of what he can do on the special teams, is Isaiah Williams. That you just, you keep him undrafted.
Lee Freeman, Isaiah Williams, David's mom, I don't know. Whatever.
So, I'm saying, on kickoffs, he looks good. Like, okay, maybe that's your guy. And then he could say, you know what? I didn't need to take a top pick.
Do you agree with me about Brad Holmes adorning the new Gordie Howe Bridge?
Yeah, might as well.
Why not?
The Holmes Bridge. Howe Holmes.
Done. Just change it. It shouldn't even be called the Gordie Howe. Called the Holmes.
What has Gordie done lately?
Nothing. Overrated. I'm kidding. All right, listen, I'm kidding. So we started the show, and we're going to do this a different way. So the notice of allegations came out for U of M. It was officially delivered, and Rico and I both agree, and I think David and Kenny are with us. The NCAA did it purposefully, just like they did after Harbaugh rubbed his boo-boo in their face. And, A, it's right before the Connor Stallions documentary, where Rico has already given you some intel from an advanced screening. But it also would set up that the 90-day period for you to respond runs out Monday of the Ohio State week. I don't think it's accidental. What none of us know are what are the penalties. Now, we did start the show and we had some fun and we did a little grain of salt radio where, look, from the Buckeye blog sphere and podcast sphere, they've been on top of this thing. Like, Rico, to your point, at the start, where did the whole Connor Stallions was on your sidelines thing emanate? Ohio State blog and yeah. And pod.
Yeah.
The vacuum salesman and the LLC stuff.
Yeah.
And the all of the long story short, there are some people in that sphere that have been on top of this stuff. Now, doesn't mean they'll continue batting 1,000. But one of the things coming out of that was this grandiose list of penalties. Penalties I don't believe are going to happen because it would just be too delicious. But here's how we want to do it now. They tried this in the morning and no one wanted to help poor James Anthony Costa. Cookie said, here's what the penalties should be. He said a 3-game suspension for Sharon Moore and a postseason ban this season. James Anthony Gust. John Jansen said 3 games for Sharon and, well, things. Nothing.
We'll fight it.
Well, here's your problem.
No, that's the beginning of the negotiation, but you never accept the first offer.
The problem is the beginning of the negotiation happens before you get the NOA.
Mm-hmm.
If you comply and you're a part of the process, you could do what Kirk Ferentz just did, which is, my bad.
Yep.
I'm accepting the punishment. Let's move on. So here's my question. Later in the week, it's all about football. It's Fresno State for you and Florida Atlantic for us and whatever. Good games. What should these penalties be? You're tired of hearing about it. We're tired of talking about it. But, like, it does have to come to some form of resolution. And the one thing Jim didn't go into this morning, and I was surprised. Look, I understand the postseason ban thing. You don't want to hurt kids who maybe they didn't play a role in it. They didn't. That's fine. But what you can do is there's no school in America who cares more about stupid stuff than Michigan. A faux sellout streak, beating up on the school for the deaf so they can get to 1,000 wins. Look, you illegally scouted 58 games? Cool. You're forfeiting all those. Your Big Ten titles? That's great. Big Ten doesn't recognize them. And your natty? Doesn't really matter because we all know what happened. You got your memories? We get our ha-has. If you want penalties that don't hurt the future, just do that. The easiest damn thing to do. And we always joke about it because vacated wins don't mean anything if you were at that game. But to us, there's no school who's entangled more in their mystical reputation than U of M.
Mike, it would hurt them to the core.
Oh, it'd be hilarious.
Because then you would have to admit you were wrong. You would have to admit you got caught cheating. You would have to admit all of this stuff publicly.
So what should the penalty be? Like, David, you've been on this about the Sharon Moore thing. The problem I have, though, is like, if he's a repeat offender and he took part in the scheme, i.e. he benefited from Connor Stallion's stuff, he's standing right next to you, feeding you things. It's just like Jesse Minner, except Minner's not here and Minner cooperated. We haven't heard that Minner deleted 52 texts.
Correct.
Oh, but they recovered them. I don't care. Innocent people don't delete texts.
Exactly.
So my question as a Michigan guy, how do you thread the needle and come up with penalties that both are meaningful and not overbearing and are meaningful and not a free ride? Well, that's a hard thing to do.
It is a hard thing to do, and I think it's very difficult. I don't really know that they can. I've called for the firing of Sharon Moore if they want to put a show cause on him because he's a repeat offender. Bye-bye, sir. This is no longer your program. We will find a new head coach. You cannot benefit from this. You cannot then delete your text messages, already get penalized for the other situation, the recruiting violation, and still remain head coach of Michigan. So mine would be get rid of him, which would probably punish the kids that had nothing to do with it. It does punish the kids that had nothing to do with it because they expect to be at Michigan and for him to be your coach.
No, but it's, a lot of those kids are still there. They benefit.
A lot of them are.
So
yes,
if you're going to do this, David, do it now because you only have a handful. I mean, you got the incoming freshmen. And maybe a few transfers, but other than that, everybody on the team benefited. Everybody got their championship rings because of this.
Correct, and that's what I'm saying. It's hard to kind of weave that line there where you're not going to punish new kids and you're going to punish the old kids. And I would also say I would vacate wins from the period where Connor Stallions was there. Now, I know what people say. I'm not saying Big Ten titles. I'm not saying the national title.
David, you can't have it both ways. If you vacate wins, then they all go away. See, I think, my opinion, Michigan would rather have 3 years not in the postseason.
You stop it right now.
But they get to keep their titles, they get to keep their rings, and they don't have to apologize to anybody. That is a proud school.
Can I say two?
Look at the coach who left. He's spit in everybody's face saying, we did nothing wrong.
I'll take two. I'll take two, and I'll keep the national title.
He would take 2 years of postseason ban.
Oh, okay. Yeah, hey, listen. If State won a title, I'd take 10.
Right,
are you kidding me?
Right,
I don't care.
Right. Or, here's the thing. David,
I'd also say we cheated.
We all, right, but that's just it.
Which
we,
I have.
We all saw. Now, the easiest penalty is give us back the trophies, give us back all that stuff.
That is the easiest one. Correct.
You can play in all the postseasons, no reduction of scholarships, but you just have to admit you cheated. That's it.
I will admit that. Get up they won't.
David, get up before the congregation and say you've sinned.
Uh-oh.
See,
David has been struggling with his oath lately.
Right. I want the full, what was it, Jimmy Swaggart? I want the whole tears and everything.
I want to keep that title, man. I'm just being honest. I want to keep it.
David, the honesty is what makes it fun. And second of all, this ain't world peace. It's college football.
And that's why I said it would hurt Michigan more to give back. And the funny thing is, we all saw you win against Washington, but you couldn't walk out there and say your leaders and best. You can't walk out there and say you're above it. No, no, no. A part of this is you stand up above, in front of the congregation and you tell them what you did.
Oh, it'd be hilarious.
No, no. Lift your head up. Say it loud with your chest.
Like an Easter speech?
Right. Yeah, I'm sorry. No. We can't hear you in the back.
Maybe Santa Ono could do it in his bet T-shirt. I'd like to know from you guys. Like, tell me. Hearing John and Cookies discuss it on the morning show today, it really shows you like there's just a cavernous gap. And even Costa, who's like a Michigan sympathist, John's an outright cultist. They couldn't even get remotely close. Mm-mm. And like,
I actually thought Cookies was fair. I'm like, okay, you know what? He's suspended for 3 games, and 1 year you don't go to the postseason. Yeah.
And look, here's the thing. All right, if you look at what, again, this is chatter, it's rumor, it is coming from places that they've been more right than wrong. I'll go grain of salt on it because I just don't live in a world that this would ever happen. It would be too glorious. I mean, they're talking multi-year postseason ban, vaporizing the last 3 years. The Big Ten follows suit and does not recognize the titles. Like that's like David putting up that he's the WWE Intercontinental Champion. No, you're not. The WWE has no record of you. Like I just would be stunned. Not that it's wrong, because that's in the what should happen pile. But I left what should happen decades ago.
But everything about this is just so stunning. And if you're the NCAA, you got to set an example. Or else everybody know. Because if I was another team, I'm just going to go full.
That's what I said. That's what I was saying when I was yelling at the radio listening to John this morning. So basically, John, I can cheat my penis off for 3 years, screw everybody over, illegally scout 58 games, win a natty, and turn my program around forever. And my coach misses Arkansas State.
If that was the punishment, immediately. If I'm Kirby Smart, I'm finding Connor Stallions, and he's hired.
If I'm Kirby Smart, I'm killing someone. What are they going to do? Sit me down against Vanderbilt?
Well.
No, I'm saying, good gravy. 248-539-9797. We'll get to your phone calls. I have no idea. I refuse to go down the indulgent road of what should happen. I've said from the beginning, you guys won your title. Enjoy your memories. None of us have to care. I think we've been fair about it. Whatever. What should the penalties for Michigan be? Now that the notice of allegations is out, what should it be? And again, Rico gave you an advanced preview of the Connor Stallions documentary tomorrow night. I don't think it's anything that could be taken seriously. You've said Connor's a nut. It sure seems like he's a nut. Why would I want to listen to a nut? No, thank you. And there is a scene in this where he is shown a picture of him at Michigan State and
You won't answer the question directly. His lawyer chimes in and shuts it all down.
So I don't know. Like I said, I've been underwhelmed with the Netflix side of it. I think I'd be much more inclined if it was an ESPN 30 for 30. I think they do better work. Swamp Kings was underwhelming. The Manziel thing was underwhelming. They don't cover critical things. And I also don't understand giving this guy an audience. So, whatever. I think the NCAA beat you to the punch on that one. We'll go to Chris, see what he has to say. Chris, what's going on, buddy?
Hey, what's happening, guys?
Tell me.
I love the show. Mike. I got to say it, Rocco. That was too funny when you said that. Got to bring it up. My thought is that they cheated in 3 years, right? 20, 21, 22, 23, well, 24, and then won a natty. That's why they cheated. Take the natty from them. Sorry. You get no netting. Nothing.
I mean, listen, it's not the hardest thing to do. Here's your problem. I mean, the NCAA doesn't have to recognize it. It would be then upon the CFP, would they go along with it or not? I have no idea.
Well, at that point, Mike, their money's already made, right, off the natty and all the attendance and everything, right?
Exactly. And again, the fans' memories. You can't take away if you were there. It's like when Auburn lost their title. I was there. I saw us beat Oregon.
You know what you do, though? You can take away the trophy in the field house and everything else. And when they would go to recruit people, obviously NIL, you can buy people. I've heard you say this numerous times because I watch you guys' show all the time. And it's awesome. Say hi to David and Roberto as well.
Yeah, and understand, look, it is something where I think we have said this from the beginning, and I don't think we've ever strayed. Rico and I have not told you how to feel, but you don't get to tell us how to feel. Like, no, it's sports, and I don't like U of M, and I think I know what you did, and therefore I laugh. But I'm not mad if you wanted to take your father to the national title game and make a memory. The whole point is, I want to have fun with the fact, like, no, you can't display something that's not real. Or you can't wear one of those trashy t-shirts.
You can, but just know that.
Oh, we all get to laugh at you. Right. That's fine.
And part of the punishment, the hardest thing would be, okay, you get it all taken away and you have to admit you cheated. We're going to take back the trophies and Sherrone Moore can keep coaching. Everything go business as usual. Admit you were wrong to everybody.
And I'll say it again for the record. I will believe it when I see it. I have never had faith that they would get what they deserved. I still don't have faith in that. And I will not allow myself to be deluded into what I want to happen versus what will. I'll have both conversations with our audience, Rico, but I have never gone down this path of pounding the dead. This is what should and will. No, because I don't believe in anything anymore. The whole world is crooked.
Mm-hmm.
It really is. So, they may just execute the caper. I don't know. But it's clear.
See, I think they could have executed the caper, Mike.
Had they just played ball.
Yeah. You know what? Serve up Connor. Admit you.
But the reason they couldn't serve up Connor is because every assistant seemingly is tied into this. Think about last year's team. Minter had to play ball. Mm-hmm. Harbaugh had to leave. That's two. Klingscale had to play ball. That's three. Partridge got let go for telling kids allegedly to lie. Mm-hmm. That's four. How many guys do I have pictures of talking to this guy, getting fed stuff? They couldn't just feed him up.
No, but at every exit on this freeway, if you admit it, you can just get off the freeway right now. No. We'll see you in the next mile.
Instead of wearing Michigan versus everybody t-shirts.
Bet.
Is the NCAA petty? Yes. Are they inconsistent? Do they overreach? All of the above. But you're giving them reasons to do this crap. And instead of talking about, we won a national title and we're playing Fresno State.
Here's the thing. Mike, maybe they overreach again and say, now it's up to you. Go ahead and sue. But we're going to drag your nice name through the mud. So, yeah.
That. And the whole idea of suing, that doesn't make any sense.
No, you're not.
Because you go through discovery. Then that's where subpoenas happen. Anyone found Matt Weiss's computer?
No. I think
Blake Corum, has anyone checked on that LLC?
It had the LLC on that computer.
I hope they're not billing Blake by the hour because they've put a lot of time into that LLC.
Well, he said he was going to, get back with us.
Yeah, it's weird. It's almost like the media never followed
right up there with OJ and the Killers.
Got it. He's tirelessly on the search.
And he's now dead.
Uh-oh. Paul, 97.1. What's up, Paulie?
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey.
I'm a diehard Michigan fan, Michigan alum. I'm at a confidence level of 10 with what 11 Warriors is saying, just because we can't have anything nice. And of course, we have to deal with this BS after winning a fake natty that doesn't really count. I mean, it's tainted. I mean, I haven't really, when we won it, I was just like, yeah, whatever, dude. Like, we won a fake natty. Cool. It doesn't even matter because we cheated. We cheated our asses off, and it didn't make our hot mic. And of course, because, you know, everything is the way it is. This has to come with all these strings. The more this drags out, the more I hate Connor Stallions. Blow this thing up, fire everybody, start from ground zero, because we're screwed. Everything's going to get vacated, and we're going to get a multi-year postseason ban, and I will bet my life on that.
Okay, Paul, listen. I'm not – no, Paul, look, I stuck with you even though your phone was going in and out because you were so – I haven't heard a conviction like that from a U of M fan. Look, I mean, Paul, I can shoot you straight. Like, it's sport. It's sports, right? We're not curing cancer. Like, obviously. What you're saying, I would find to be like the lottery. I'd be like, wait, they're actually going to get popped? But you got to forgive me for I need to see it to believe it.
He's not a real Michigan fan.
No,
what do you mean?
That's you. You're not a real Michigan fan. Don't drag him into your mess.
Wow. We'll go to Anson. He'll get the final word on the matter before Kim Jong-un comes in here at 6. All right, let's go to Anson.
Gentlemen.
How are you, sir?
Let's have a real quick history lesson on Michigan. 1850s, they lose a bid for a plot of land soon to be known as the Michigan Agricultural College. And from then on, they sought out to repress and dominate every college in the state and the Midwest. This is documentable. 1940s, Michigan State's the only school in the Midwest that's giving scholarship money to student athletes with the Jenison Games. Do you know the requirement to get in the Big Ten for Michigan State? To cease the Jenison Games because they didn't want, Michigan didn't want students paid anymore. Now, this is a culture of repression for 170 years, but yet the mantra of this fine university is the leaders invest. And now you have an entire fan base, alumni and Walmart included, that has embraced in such totality the mantra, everyone cheats. And so now when you embrace that and they come back a third time for you, you need to accept the consequences, and something has to give, because everyone in the country, and especially in this state of Michigan, that has fallen prey to the conspiracy to defraud their opponents, something has to give.
No, I mean, Anson, listen, and all jokes aside, yes, the history is not kind if you're a fan of a different school in the Big Ten, specific to Michigan State as it is to U of M. It's not applicable here. Okay, let's have some fun now. But you're right about the other stuff. But I want to defend Michigan fan in this regard. It's only a portion of that fan base.
Right.
The true sickos are the ones that irk me. I have plenty of friends who went to U of M or are fans of U of M. It's not an issue. They understand what's up. I understand what's up. I have one buddy who went to the damn game. I hope he had a wonderful time.
So why you criticize me when I say I got Michigan friends?
Because yours are scumbags. There's a difference. No, I just... But you know what they don't do? They don't play pretend. They know they cheated. They say it to me. And it's fine. We're not curing cancer. It's sports.
I got a question for you.
There's the Hermit King. There he is.
Before we get to that.
That shirt is something.
I got a question for you, Mike.
Yeah.
What do these things have in common?
Okay.
Kenny Pickett, Desmond Ridder, Malik Willis, Sam Howell.
All of them suck? Yeah,
Yes.
But you were looking for something more nuanced.
Yeah.
All right, give me a hint.
They were all in the same quarterback class.
Yes.
And they have now all been traded.
Who just got traded?
Malik Willis just got traded to the Packers.
What do they need, a ball boy?
A backup, I guess.
He can't play.
So, yeah, those four quarterbacks.
What, Sean Clifford wasn't doing it for you?
Shovel my snow so I can get to practice.
Yeah, they need somebody else to drive a plow? Malik Willis, all right. Do me a favor. Come up with another list of wide receivers the Lions are going to trade for. Can you do that for me? Now the DPJ's gone? Unbelievable.
What's happened to Willis?
He's terrible.
Yeah.
No, that was a show, remember? Yeah.
Which show? Oh, that was...
What was this show?
What?
Remember the name of the show?
It wasn't What's Happening.
calling all blacks.
No,
it wasn't calling all blacks either.
Jefferson's? Good times.
Oh, it was good times? Or Jefferson? Jefferson's.
227?
I don't know.
106 in Park.
Sanford and Son.
Sanford and Son, yeah.
Yeah. Oh.
The Sinbad Show.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. The Magic Johnson Hour.
I was busy watching 90210. No, I wasn't. Never did I watch that show. Yeah, what's happening?
Rico talked to somebody who had an advanced screening of this mockumentary tomorrow night.
Oh, it should be a dandy.
Have you been given an advanced copy?
I've seen clips.
Yeah, we all have.
Enough.
I just didn't know if they gave you like the advanced Siskel and Ebert routine.
No, but people I know have it and have seen it. Yeah. Oh. And it's, I think people are going to be disappointed if you're expecting some smoking gun or something.
I expect the rantings of a madman, a couple of fans, and we move on.
I don't even think he's ranting. He's very measured and calm.
Just like in the Berkeley emails.
Except from what I heard, when they said, is that you on the Central Michigan sideline? And then it was,
very calm.
Very calm.
No, very calm. No.
Bigger issue. We talked about this with the Lions. Mm-hmm. Jake Bates.
Mm-hmm.
Or Hendon Hooker.
Well, I'm much more confident in Hendon Hooker as a backup.
Wow.
Than Jake Bates?
I'm scared about Bates.
I am too. How can you not be?
Well, they're not.
And the receiver room, I'm a little nervous about.
See, I wonder if Isaiah Williams is going to be that guy. He's going to be the kickoff guy, the third receiver guy.
I mean, he does duplicate Khalif Raymond's duties to a certain degree, but he's still a good player. You should make the team.
You know, if you didn't take Hendon Hooker, you know who the next pick was?
Would you leave Hendon Hooker? I've heard you say whatever the Dent guy or whatever his name
is. Tank Dell. You put some respect on
whatever
his name.
Dank Tell, whatever his name is.
Damn good is what he is.
Wait, did you see Hendon Hooker running around, looking downfield, finding a seam, scooting down the middle, gaining 17 yards?
No, I'll tell you what I did see.
Did you see that?
Because I watched the same game as you.
Yeah.
I saw him struggle to read a defense like Dexter Manley struggling to read Shakespeare.
Well, now, it's...
Shakespeare.
Yeah. Shakespeare. Is Dexter Manley still with us?
I don't know. I just know he couldn't read.
Well, that was a very, very sad story. 60 Minutes did a story on it.
I remember.
Ay. All right, so now I have to go in.
It's in a book, Reading Rainbow. Come on.
You know what? You know who else? You know where you saw LeVar Burton? Clipped. You didn't watch it.
Hmm.
You didn't miss anything.
Or that god-awful Star Trek show where he wore the visor.
Yes.
Or whatever it
was. Geordi LaForge.
The visor.
He was V. Stiviani in outer space.
It helped him see.
Whatever. All right.
So are you guys having a Connor Stallions watch party tomorrow?
I'm being very sincere with you. I don't think I'm watching it.
Oh, you'll watch it, please.
Bob, what is the purpose? I've been told he's insane for a year. He has shown himself to be insane.
You can determine his own level of insanity.
This is one where
for yourself.
It's going to take other people to say, no, you really need to watch
I guess
this.
I was waiting for the initial reviews as to whether I want to watch.
I mean, it's worth watching.
Because here's the other problem. I've been so bitterly disappointed in the Netflix sports stuff.
Right.
Swamp Kings, awful.
Right.
The Johnny Manziel thing, awful.
Right. I didn't watch the Manziel
It's propaganda pieces is what it is.
Yeah.
They just haven't done a good job. Like ESPN 30 for 30? Those are done different.
Oh, no, that's true. But I think this is a case where somebody who no one has really heard from. I mean, you've seen the clips, but he was just a name, not a face and a voice or anything else.
And I will admit this. The Athletic piece really guided me towards going, I'm not watching this.
But oh, really?
I mean, it was just insanity.
You mean with the Berkeley school?
Yeah, I was like, oh no.
That.
What are we doing at 30 for 30?
That was a
that could have been a. I just was like, you know.
Mojo. Did you read it? That could have been a 6-part series on any show, and I will watch that.
Yeah.
What do you mean I'm fired?
I will not surrender my position. You don't have a position.
You've never been hired, so technically we've never fired you. So see? I'm not fired.
He's a determined kid, okay?
He's a psychopath is what he is.
Now, wait a minute. I listened. Do I have to, in all seriousness, because I've been busy with other stuff, do I have to go to bucknuts.com or something to get the latest?
No.
Because there is no latest.
No.
Okay.
Grain of salt, different way of doing the topic versus the mornings where they bickered like the golden.
So what have you been doing?
I love to bicker. Oh, I've been very busy.
Oh.
Yeah.
LLC? Got that LLC story coming out?
I was
sending, a real problem.
I was sending NOAs all over the place.
What's next?
I'll give my little update on the Harbaugh Michigan situation, and then we'll talk some Lions.
Yes.
And then we have Lions Review at 6:45.
And let's talk about Jake Bates.
You want him gone?
I don't know that I want him gone. I just think there needs to be someone
I think it's his job until he loses the game. Until he loses the game. And then at that point, it's going to be this great sense of urgency. And I guess you're saying there needs to be urgency now.
Yes, it's a Super Bowl season.
That missed 30-yarder Saturday was alarming. Alarming. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
All right.
Yeah, we're going to have to let you go.
Shout out the White Sox. Thanks for another win tonight. We'll talk to you later.
How about those White Sox?
Oh, my God.